From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. The Iraqi armed forces are moving at this hour to retake Fallujah from Islamic State forces. As the fighting began, there was increasing concern over the plight of civilians trapped inside the city. Fallujah has been under siege for 6 months, and very little food or medicine has been allowed into it. Former Chadian dictator Hossein Habré has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict Monday, convicting Habré of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. It said Habré also personally raped a female detainee 4 times. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and the Islamic State group has hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey. The battles have drawn in Turkish and coalition warplanes and Kurdish militiamen in a fight for an area measuring only 25 by 55 kilometers. Kurdish spokesmen say they have opened roads to allow about 6,000 fleeing civilians into a border region. A photograph showing a Japanese journalist who has been missing in Syria for nearly a year was posted on the internet Sunday, with a man holding a sign that reads in part, "This is my last chance." Junpei Yasuta is believed to have been captured by the al-Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. A government spokesman says the government is doing what it can to free Yasuta. This is VOA News. Japanese and South Korean officials say that they have detected signs that North Korea is possibly planning for a ballistic missile launch. Japanese broadcaster NHK said the government has put its military on alert for a possible launch. Japan has also ordered its naval destroyers to shoot down any projectiles that threaten its territory. A South Korean defense official said his government is maintaining combat readiness. Taliban militants have intensified battlefield attacks in Afghanistan's Helmand province, killing around 57 Afghan troops and wounding 37 others. Afghan officials say fighting has raged since Saturday when the Taliban launched a string of assaults on 3 districts. Senior Afghan commanders say fighting is raging on the outskirts of Lashkargah. They vow to push back the Taliban, saying national security forces have inflicted heavy casualties on the insurgents. However, no figures have been released. Meanwhile, the Afghan Interior Ministry said Monday an army-led operation to open the main highway linking southern Uruzgan and Kandahar provinces has killed at least 22 Taliban insurgents. A local police official says the insurgent deaths occurred in an overnight U.S. drone strike. The Taliban controls areas around the highway and has blocked it for more than 2 months. U.S. President Barack Obama commemorated the nation's war dead on Memorial Day, calling on Americans to help the families of the fallen. In his last Memorial Day ceremony before leaving office next January, Mr. Obama noted that less than 1% of Americans are in the military, meaning that many people do not know anyone currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. He said that more than 20 U.S. military personnel have been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq over the last year, and cited the history of 3 of their lives leading to their deaths in combat. Mexican police have rescued football player Alan Pulido, who was kidnapped on Saturday night. Officials say the rescue operation took place in the northeast border state of Tamaulipas. The 25-year-old Pulido, who plays with the Greek football club Olympiacos, was abducted by gunmen outside his hometown of Ciudad Victoria as he left a party. Following his rescue, he appeared for a brief news conference with police where he told reporters that he was doing very well. Iraq's lawmakers are preparing to begin a fragile process of negotiations aimed at cracking the country's month-long political paralysis. Ahead of their suspected gathering on Tuesday, Islamic State militants attacked Baghdad with a double bombing and a 3rd explosion north of the capital, killing at least 20 people. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.